to help you work wonders? To bring you Bayer Aspirin, a tablet so pure it helps you work wonders fast. It has no doubtful or doubtful ingredients. Keep some at home for when pain hurts your family. Pure Bayer Aspirin.
Wonderful. You're beautiful. And your eyes, they're so soft and clear and sparkling. You know, I can actually see myself in them.
It's Insto eye drops. I use Insto every day. Why don't you use Insto? Insto makes your eyes look wonderful.
Insto eye drops.
I thought you... What on earth have you done?
I don't care.
Dear child, what can you be thinking about? All Donald's things thrown about all over the room. And look, his new tennis racket. You've broken some strings.
I don't care. I wish I'd broken them all.
Sandy, how can you? Mandy, I know you're disappointed because Don isn't coming home for the holidays.
He promised he would. He said he'd teach me to play tennis. He promised.
Well, I can understand you being upset, but there was no need to go to these lengths. Think how annoyed he'll be. He'll never want to teach you now.
I don't care.
And he is old enough to go and see friends during the holidays.
He promised he'd come home.
Now, don't start that. Pick those things up. Come on, tidy this room.
I won't.
Heavens, what is all this noise about? What is it, Anne?
Mandy's disappointed because Don hasn't come home for the weekend.
Well, there's no need to create that sort of fuss, surely. Better clear all this mess up, Mandy.
No.
Now, don't defy me. Apologize to your mother and clear up the mess you've made.
No, I'm not sorry.
Mandy! Mandy, come back here.
No, Leo, let her go.
But she can't be allowed to get in a temper and throw things around like
this. It's just childish temper, that's all.
When I was her age, I should have got a strapping. You're far too tolerant with both our children, Anne. I'm going to bring Mandy back and make her clean up the mess.
No, I forbid that.
But you'll only have to do it once.
If we leave her alone, she'll come back of her own accord and clean up this mess. And she'll come to me and apologize.
You believe that?
I know it. You really don't understand your children a bit, do you, Leo?
Understand them? Of course I do.
I don't think so. You think you know Mandy. You don't. Even Dawn. Although he's a boy and so much older, you don't understand him either.
Oh, I don't think I'm so far wrong with him. You're like every other doting mother, Anne. Always willing to find excuses for her children. I know the sort of guts Donald has. And I'm not proud of it.
Oh, why must you be so dogmatic? With you, everything's either black or white. There are no shades of grey in between. Because Donald doesn't shape as a climber doesn't mean that he's a coward.
We've been all over this many times before.
Yes, and you just won't see it, will you? There are hundreds of very brave men who get vertigo.
It wasn't vertigo or any of those fancy terms. The boy was in a blue funk. He was scared stiff all the time he was on the rope. And yet he wouldn't admit it.
Why can't you at least give him the credit for trying? Oh, poor boy. How he must have hated the whole business. All those weekends insisting that he went with you. The last one must have been torture for him.
What do you mean?
He didn't want to go.
He told you that?
Yes.
I see. Told you he was afraid, did he?
No. He told me that he hoped he wouldn't be. His main fear wasn't anything to do with the climb. He was afraid he'd fail you.
Mm.
You see, we ordinary mortals don't understand supermen like you, Leo.
And what does that sarcastic little quip mean?
It wasn't meant sarcastically. Your own courage is quite beyond question. Shall I tell you something, Leo? I don't think Don is at all cowardly. In fact, I think the reverse. I think he must be a very brave boy to have attempted that climb with you. Oh, Leo, darling, don't you see there are various degrees of courage? You don't appreciate that because you're incapable of physical weakness. But most of us are. Ordinary people have physical fears.
Women can talk their way out of anything.
This isn't talk. I wish I could make you see that your children are not growing up in admiration of Leo Kershaw, the famous mountaineer, but in fear of him. Ah, Doc, have you finished your game of chess?
Yes, I got beaten as usual. For an outdoor man, your husband plays a very good game of chess.
Yes, doesn't he? Where is he?
Oh, just locking up the chessmen and the excellent brandy. What there is left of it.
I'm glad your evening was pleasant. We don't see nearly enough of you. And Leo so much prefers masculine company.
Yes. Anne, do you mind if I ask you something?
That depends what it is, doesn't it?
Are things all right between you and Leo?
Why do you ask that? Has Leo been talking to you?
No, but I sense that something is worrying both of you. I could be wrong. I hope I am.
I wish you were. I've known you far too long to lie to you. You've been too good a friend. Oh, I've lived with Leo now for nearly 20 years. It'd be wrong of me to say that I've been happy all the time, but I've had the children, and I've not been lonely, but... Well, to tell the truth, Doc, I don't think I can go on much longer.
Anne.
You seem to be drifting apart, not speaking the same language. It was different years ago. Leo was always abroad, exploring, climbing mountains, living the sort of life I couldn't join him in. Now he's at home most of the time. We show up each other's faults. I don't think I can go on much longer.
Anne, my dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's our problem. We must work it out ourselves.
Well, all the same, if there's anything I can do...
There isn't. There's nothing anybody can do.
There you are. Still up, Anne?
I was just going to bed. Thought I'd just say goodnight to Doc first.
A delightful evening, Leo. I'll get my carriage.
Oh, it's on the chair in the hall. I'll get it for you.
Oh, no, don't bother. I think I can find it.
Here it is, I think. Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, good heavens. Look up there. The top of the stairs.
Mandy?
She's not awake. She's walking in her sleep. Be careful, Anne. Don't wake her up.
Why not, surely?
Doc's right. You shouldn't wake her, a sleepwalker.
Go to her, Anne. Take her by the hand and lead her to her room. If she wakes up, make light of it. Pretend there's nothing wrong. Just put her back to bed.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Mandy? This way. This way, Mandy. Give me your hand. That's it. This way, dear. This way.
Well, that's all right.
Well, I don't know what this house is coming to, and that's a fact.
What do you mean, Leo?
We seem to be turning into a family of neurotics. Son who hates sports and avoids his family at holiday times. A wife who wants to go back to the city and life in a penthouse. And now a daughter who walks in her sleep. It's not healthy.
I don't think there's much wrong with your family, Leo. You know Anne has always been a city person. She was born and brought up amongst the bright lights and the bustle. Why should Donald be interested in your career? Well, no one would have got me up a mountain at his age. As for Mandy, well, there's nothing very unusual about sleepwalking. She'll grow out of it.
I hope you're right.
No, of course I am. Oh, and there's another little piece of advice I should like to pass on. It's always terribly hard for a very active man to face up to the fact that he isn't as young as he was. Remember that, Leo. It could account for a lot of what's happening to you. Oh, don't worry about showing the house. I know my way. Good night, Leo.
Well, it's all right, Leo. I put her back in bed, as the doctor said. Oh, has he gone?
Yes, a moment ago. You going to bed?
Not yet, Leo. Something I have to talk to you about.
Oh, not more about wretched domestic chats. I can't take any more.
You won't have to. You're planning to go off on one of your little climbing jaunts, aren't you?
Well, you know I am. I've got to get a breath of clean air sometimes.
Well, when you return, you won't find us here. I'm taking the children up to town.
You always do when I go away.
Yes, but this time there's a difference. I'll be staying in town. While you're out in the fresh air, perhaps you'd like to think over the fact that I want a divorce, Leo. It's quite clear that we can't continue as we are now. If we part, we may still remain friends. If we continue to live together like this, well, anything could happen, couldn't it?
school teacher. You're a regular user of Phillips tablets for indigestion. Would you mind telling us when you use them?
When I've had a hard day.
Mm-hmm.
Kept late in the classroom, on playground duty, have to tear down quickly, grab a cup of tea and a sandwich.
I see.
Then usually I find about an hour later, I'm feeling ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible to try and do any work. I find if I take two tablets, I feel fine within half an hour.
I see.
So I usually carry them with me, or I keep a couple in my drawer at school. I have them with me all the time.
Yes, make sure you have Phillips tablets with you all the time. For on-the-spot relief from indigestion, Phillips tablets.
Now, let's see. Why do I always pick up all vowels?
You really aren't very good at this game, are you, Don?
No, I suppose I'm not. Let's see.
I think I'm jolly good at this, don't you?
But then you're always cleverer at words than I am. Let's see.
You must be able to make a word out of that.
Don't rush me. Yes, I think I've got it. F A T H E. Father.
Yes, that'll do. I think I can add to that. F E A R. Fear.
Father. Fear.
Why are you looking like that, Don? What's wrong?
Nothing.
But there is. There must be a reason for sudden. I think I know what it is.
Mandy, let's not start talking. Let's get on with the game.
I don't want Father to come back, do you?
Mandy, really?
Do you?
Well, I want Mother to be happy. She's happy at the moment up here, living in this apartment high over the city. That's what she loves.
But Father...
If she's happy with Father, then of course I want him back. For her sake.
I don't think he is coming back, Don. As a matter of fact, I overheard Mother talking on the telephone this morning.
Then the trip is over?
Yes. Daddy said he wants to come over and see us this evening. I heard Mummy tell him not to. She said that it wouldn't be any good.
Mandy, if Father insists that we all go back to the country house, will you mind?
I don't know. I'm not sure, will you?
Not as long as Mother's happy. Oh, come on now, let's get on with the game. Let me see, it's my turn, isn't it? And of course it would be.
I think I can add a word on this.
No. I thought we agreed...
That I wasn't to come here? Well, now that I am, you'd better ask me in, hadn't you? Thank you.
I wish you hadn't come. You can do no good. Simply add to the wranglings and recriminations. There's really nothing else for us to talk about.
I think there is. Are the children? They are mine as well as yours, you know.
Oh, they're both very well. Mandy's asleep in her room. Don's about to go out. He's dressing.
Not really a very warm homecoming.
Well, they didn't expect you any more than I did, or they would have wanted to see you.
Oh, that's nice.
Sit down, Leo. Drink?
Small scotch. On the rocks, as usual.
How was the trip?
Fine. Did a fair climb. Weather wasn't too kind, but it was very satisfying.
Your drink?
Thanks. Very nice, just as I like it. Anne, you haven't changed your mind.
If you mean about the divorce, then... No, Leo, I haven't. It's too late to go back now. It's all in the hands of the lawyers.
I suppose you think you should take the children.
Well, you can hardly expect any court to leave them in your custody. You're away from home more than you are living in it.
So you'll keep them and mother them with your smother love.
Oh, please, Leo. Can't you see we're at it again? It's hopeless. You think I'm weak and sentimental, and I think you're hard and ruthless. We can't discuss anything without attacking each other.
Mother, have you seen my evening shoes any... Hello there.
Good evening, Don.
Your father was up in town, so he thought he'd call in and ask how we were.
You have a good climbing trip there?
Fair.
Would you like to peep in at Mandy, Leo? I think she's asleep, but she may still be looking at her books. Oh, I think your shoes are in the kitchen, Don. I cleaned them for you.
Thanks, Mom.
This way, Leo. You'll find that Mandy's grown, even in the short time you've been away. Through here. Mandy? Mandy, dear, are you awake? I'll put on the light.
Is it here by the door? Anne? Anne, where is she?
I don't know. She was in bed, but... Because...
She didn't come through into the maid apartment. So where...
The window. It's open. The balcony. Mandy...
She can't be out there. There is no balcony. So why should...
Leo, the ledge. She... Leo, look. It's Mandy. She's walking in her sleep and along that narrow ledge. She'll fall. 8 floors up, she'll fall.
And we can't get her. The ledge is too narrow for anyone but a child to get along it. Quickly, telephone the police and the fire brigade. We've got to get ladders up from the street.
But, Leo, there isn't time. We can't wait for that sort of help. She'll fall. She'll walk right off the ledge. Mandy! Mandy!
No, that won't do. If you call and wake her, she's bound to fall. She'll topple over the moment she opens her eyes.
What are we going to do?
Do as I say. You're wasting time. The telephone.
What is it? What's the matter?
You'd better keep out of this, Don.
It's Mandy. She's walking in her sleep again, and somehow she's got there, out there on the ledge. She's still walking. Only much, much more slowly.
Are there no other windows on this side nearer to her?
No, there aren't.
Do as I say, Anne. Ring the police. Explain everything.
Get out of my way, Dad.
What do you think you're doing, boy?
I'm going out after her, of course.
But you can't go out there. You're much too big, too tall.
I'll risk
it. No, Dad, please.
Do as Father says, Mother. Get help. Help for both of us. What does Father always say? 3 points of contact and never look down. Don't even think of what's below. Stupid. If the ledge were only 3 feet off the ground, I'd be able to walk along it at the top speed without any fears at all. Just as Mandy did. That's better. I'm gaining on her. She seems to have stopped walking. It's almost as though she's more aware that she's outside. Oh, don't wake up, Mandy. Please. Please. Mandy, don't wake up until I get to you. Just stay still. Stay still. Don't wake until I reach you. Please stay still and don't wake.
I've explained everything they understand. What's happening?
Don's doing fine. Walking that ledge, balancing against the wall and the guttering. He's doing fine.
And Mandy? I can't see her.
No, Don's in the way. I think he must be almost up to her now. It's just a question of time. If he can get to her, reassure her if she wakes, then there's a chance. It's just a question of how soon the police get here, how soon they can get a fire escape up to the ledge.
Oh, Leo, it's all my fault. Why did I bring the child up here? Why?
Now, dear, that won't do any good. We can only wait. Wait and hope that Don will manage to reach her. Wait and hope he has the strength and the nerve.
Nearer, much nearer, nearly in reach. Thank heaven she stopped. Another few yards and I'm nearly there. I could almost touch her. I'd better not, though. I'd better get right close first. Right close.
What is this? What?
Mandy! Mandy! It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, Dad, what are we doing out here? I don't remember what...
It's a game, Mandy. Just a game. We're playing a game. You know, the sort one plays when one goes to bed at night.
Somewhere outside on the ledge. I'm frightened. On the street down there.
Don't look down, Mandy. Don't look down. There's no need to be frightened. I'm here, aren't I? I wouldn't be with you if everything wasn't all right. Now, you can feel me next to you, can't you?
Oh, darling.
Now, listen carefully. Face the wall. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Face the wall.
All right.
Now, I'm facing the wall. I'm leaning out, holding the guttering over my head. No, don't look up. I'm leaning out so that you can put your left foot over my right one. Go on.
I'll try.
There, you see? Now you can't fall, because I'm here. Now... Let's carry on with the game, shall we?
I'm cold. I'm frightened.
No need to be frightened. As for the cold, well, if you play the game, we'll soon be back inside. Now listen.
Feet are cold.
Oh, so am I. Lucky I couldn't find my evening shoes, though.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Now listen, Manny, about this game, it's very hard for me to hold on to this guttering all the time. It's biting into my fingers. I have to move from time to time, so will you help me?
How, darling?
Well, this game, it's to see if we can move at the same time. Now, when I say left, you must take a pace to the left with your left foot. And when I say right, you move the right foot along the ledge. Do you understand?
No, I can't. I think I'm too scared. I don't think I can move at all. Has he reached her?
Yes. She seems to have woken up, and he's placed her between himself and the wall. If they can just stay like that.
Oh, Tom, hold off. Hold on.
Strain on that boy's arms must be terrific.
If only the fire engine would run.
Wait. They seem to be moving. He's making her move with him, step by step, a step at a time along the ledge. Back in this direction.
He'll never do it. Never. Not like that.
They're making progress. They're moving. Slowly moving.
Left. That's it. Jolly good, Mandy. You're getting the idea now. Now, right. That's it.
I can't, darling.
Oh, yes, you can. Come on now. Left. Right. Left. Right.
They're going to do it. They're going to. They are, Anne.
Left. Now, right. That's it, Mandy. Left and now right.
Keep it up, son.
Oh, Daddy!
Think what you're doing, Mandy. Come on now, think. Left, right. Left, right.
Nearly with us, Don. Only a few more paces.
Left, right. Left, right.
The fire engine.
No need for it now.
Don't look down, Mandy. Face the wall and concentrate. Left, two more. Left. Right. There.
It's all right. Let me take her. Right. Come on, Mandy. Here.
What?
There.
Mandy.
There. It's all over.
Well done, my boy. Well done.
Go through now.
He is all right.
Yes.
Oh, thank heaven.
Well, he won't be able to play the piano for some weeks, but there's no permanent damage. Well, you don't need me. I'll be getting along.
Thanks for coming round, Doc.
It was a pleasure.
Let's go through, Leo.
Anne, my dear, before we do, there's something I want to say.
I don't think there's any need, Leo. This evening has proved so many things. More than anything else, it's proved that as a family, We're all deeply concerned with each other. And if that's so, then the weakness lies in the fact that we let each other down if we give up trying.
I'm willing to keep trying, if you'll help me.
I'm willing to keep trying, too. Shall we go through to dawn now?
The makers of Bayer Aspirin, Insto Eye Drops, and Phillips Tablets invite you to join them again next Tuesday night at 7:30 as the moment of destiny approaches in the 11th hour.